नमस्ते, स्वागतं वर्गं प्रति स्वागतं. डू यू हेव् एनी क्वश्चन्स् आन् द टापिक्स् कवर्ड् सो फार्?
नो सर्.
नो. ओके, सो देन् ऐ प्रेसूम् यू अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्. सो टुडे वि विल् स्टार्ट् आफ् वित् क्रियापदानि. यु विल् क्रियापदानि मीन्स् वर्ब्स्. ओके, we'll start off with that. So let me share my screen real quick.
Sorry Shekharji, what is kriya padani?
Kriya padani means verb.
It's a verb,
okay.
Right?
Okay. I couldn't get that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, atra chitrani pashyantu sarve api. Can see my screen, right?
Yes.
Okay. Atra. Artame chitte. Balakaha. Balakaha. Uttishthati. Balakaha. Uttishthati. Balakaha. Second picture question, Atra. Balakaha. Arnamati. Balakaha. न मति. बालकः प्रक्षालयति. प्रक्षालयति. ओके, इन् थर्ड् पिक्चर् हियर्. बालकः प्रक्षालयति. बालकः भ्रमति.
मीन्स् वाकिङ्ग्.
नो, बालकः जस्ट् वाकिङ्ग्. या या,
वाण्डरिङ्ग्,
वाकिङ्ग्. या,
ओके,
भ्रमति. Not okay. Just wandering or walking.
I understood. Yeah, Bhramati. Yeah, it's a Telugu word only. Right?
Yeah. Bhramati. Balakaha snati. Balakaha snati. Atra balakaha archati. Archati. Balakaha khadati. Khadati. Balakaha pibati. Pibati. Pibati means drink. I don't know if this is clear from the picture here. Pibati,
yeah,
means,
yeah,
drink. Okay. Atra pashyantu. Balakaha gachati. Gachati. Gachati means go.
Going. Okay.
Going. Yeah. Going somewhere. So, balakaha gachati. Balakaha arohati. Arohati.
Means climbing or it's riding?
Traveling.
Ashwarohanam, yanarohanam, parvatarohanam.
Okay.
Arohati. Upavishati. Balakaha upavishati.
Relaxing.
No, sit.
Oh, okay.
Upavishati. अवतरति. बालकः अवतरति. अवतरति.
अवतरति इस् आपोसिट् आफ् आरोहणति.
अवतरति. तस्य विषये विष्णु अवतारं, शिवावतारं, बिकास् यु नो दे आर् कमिङ्ग् फ्रम् द टाप्.
ओ
ओके.
अवतरति. ओके. प्रविशति. प्रविशति. एण्टरिङ्ग् इति अर्थः अत्र. प्रविशति. बालकः प्रविशति. ऐ विल् अप्लोड् दिस् सो डोण्ट् वरि, जस्ट् ट्रै टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द वर्ड्स्. दट्स् इट्. बालकः पठति. पठ, नाट् पठ. ट ठ ड ढ ण, रैट्? सो द सेकेण्ड् ठ. पठति.
ओके, पठति. ओके,
नो नो, ट ट ट ठ
ठ.
Pathati. Okay, like Patashala.
Yeah, like Patashala. The first one is Pa. The second it is Tha.
Yeah.
The second Tha. Okay. Pathati. Okay. Balakaha Likhati. Likhati. Okay. Balakaha Likhati. Balakaha Pathati. Okay. Balakaha Kreedati. It's supposed to be he like hitting a football. It's not,
yeah,
evident, but yeah, balakaha kridati.
it's playing, is it?
Yeah, playing.
Kridati means any form of playing is called Kridati.
Any form of playing is called Kridati, yeah. Kridati. Aptapasa. Balakaha. Agachati. Here.
Gachati. That is.
Gachati.
Okay.
Going and coming.
Balakaha. Agachati.
Gachati. Agachati.
Balakaha.
Vikshati.
Pashyati.
Sorry?
Pashyati. Pashyati.
Pashyati. Okay.
Balakaha. Pashyati.
Pashyati means seeing, is it?
Yes. Pashyati means to see. Try to see if there's any way that I can actually annotate this one here. If you have any questions, how to actually say that, please let me know. I'll try to put something in here.
Shekhar ji, in fact, I don't think I will remember all of these names.
No, I will. Don't worry, I'll...
Okay.
Pashyati.
Pashyati, Pashyati,
okay. I will fill in all these and with you, don't worry. Okay?
So, what does this mean, watching TV or listening to music?
No, watching.
Watching, okay.
Balakaha, Pashyati. Balakaha, Vadati. Vadati means saying something, Vadati. Balakaha vadati. Balakaha nidrati.
Nidrati.
So you have to understand one thing in here.
So T, everything is T, right?
Everything ends with T. That is the first thing. Okay? And the next thing is, you will only end with T if you are referring to someone else, when you are not doing the action. For example, Balaka Archati, Balika Archati, Bhavan Archati, Saha Archati, Sa Archati. In all these, someone else is actually doing the action, not you. Is it clear? Every time,
yeah,
when someone else is actually doing the action.
And this thing with T means it's present continuous, is it? Meaning someone is doing it currently. That's when you say end with T,
yes,
or?
Yes. Okay. When you're doing it, yes. Can everyone please mute?
Somebody needs to keep it on mute, yeah?
Yeah, please. Oh, I mean, where this is coming from, I have no idea. Mute. Okay. Any better now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, there you go.
Sir?
Yes.
The volume is very low, sir, when you speak. When others speak, it is louder. But when you speak,
it is. Is it so?
Yeah, initially it was like that, yeah. Correct.
Even now?
I was also afraid.
No,
yeah,
no.
Are you using mic?
No, I'm using headphones actually.
Shekharji, for me, it's good. This is Anju, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I have it very, very close to me. And the next part will be in my mouth, actually. It's
yeah, no. This is good, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is fine.
Okay, we'll see how this goes, okay? Okay, so, Balakaha Uttishthati. So, now, say this and see. Mahila Uttishthati, Bhavan Uttishthati, Ravi Uttishthati, Anju Uttishthati, Kausalya Uttishthati. Adhuna Pashyantu. Dasharathasya Putraha रामः उत्तिष्ठति दशरथस्य पुत्रः रामः उत्तिष्ठति रामस्य पत्नी सीता उत्तिष्ठति ओके we've learned shashti vibhakti in the past now I'm actually using that as well in the sentence okay please try to understand this aanjaneyah namati aanjaneyah namati we are only saying who is doing the action namati to what you know we'll discuss all that later but we are only talking about the person that is actually doing the action here in all these sentences please try to understand that okay when I say ramasya patni sita gacchati so ramasya patni sita gacchati so sita is only gacchati sita is doing the action who is sita ramasya patni ramasya patni सीता गच्छति ओके आञ्जनेयः अर्चति ओके बालकः खादति पुरुषः पिबति पुरुषः पिबति इज इट क्लियर सो फार ऑर डू हैव एनी क्वेश्चंस
या क्लियर
क्लियर
ओके बालकः गच्छति बालकः गच्छति रविः गच्छति अत्र पश्यतु बालकः भ्रमति भूमिः भ्रमति भूमिः भूमिः नाम वाट् इस् भूमि भ्रमति ओके पर्वतः न भ्रमति पर्वतः न भ्रमति भूमिः भ्रमति ओके बालकः नाति पुरुषः Is it clear?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, it's clear.
Okay. So now if it's clear, I want you to try a few sentences now. Who said it's clear?
Agacchati.
No, this is Gacchati.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Coming back, it is Agacchati. Okay.
Well, coming back, it's Agacchati. क्रीडति अवतरति उपविशति same thing actually the first one here sa gacchati saha agacchati saha patati saha
likhati
saha kridati
kridati
saha
pibati
pibati khadati saha khadati sa पश्यति सः हसति सः हसति सः नयति नयति मीन्स् टु टेक् टु केरि टु लीड् नयति इति नायकः दवन् दट् लीड्
लीडर्
लीडिङ्ग्
इट् In this case, it actually means to carry something or to take something.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
If I say Modi Nayati, in that sentence, it means he's actually leading us. It's not he's taking us, okay? Or he's carrying us. He's leading us. It's probably the better meaning there. Okay? In all these sentences, we are not doing the action. At least I am not doing the action. Someone else is doing the action. Okay? And all these sense are in present tense. All these sentences that you have are in present tense. Vartamana kalam. Okay? Vartamana kalam. Ekavachanam. Ekavachanam as in, there is only one person that's actually doing the action. Sa gachati. There is only one lady that's going. Saha agachati. There is only one person that's coming. And so on. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Yeah, that when we when you use saha, that is far away, right?
That person. Saha is that person.
Yeah, that person is going or that person is coming, so on and so forth.
And sa is that lady.
That lady, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Clear?
Yes.
So this is very, very important. Please focus. Okay, the next slide. So these are the verb forms in present tense. Okay? It is Prathama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, Uttama Purusha. Prathama Purusha is as in, this is first person, right? So someone else doing the action. Like for example, Ramaha, Pathati. There is only one Rama, that is Pathati. Is reading. Okay? But if there are two Ramas that are reading, you say Ramau Pathataha. Okay? Ramau Pathataha. When there is more than one Rama that is reading, more than two Rama that is reading, say Ramaha Pathanti. So, let's instead of Rama, if I say Balakaha, for example. Balakaha Pathati. There is only one boy that is reading. Balakau Pathataha. Two boys reading. Balakaha Pathanti. More than two boys at a time. Okay? In this level, you will leave only focus on first and the last, like Ekavachanam and Bahuvachanam. We will ignore Madhyama Purusham completely and we'll talk about Uttama Purusha first, Ekavachanam and Bahuvachanam. We will not be doing Vivachanam and Madhyama Purusham. Okay?
I'm sorry, Shikari. Your voice was breaking. Can you repeat that? For now, we are going to do only Prathama Purusha.
In this level, we will only be doing Prathama Purusham Ekavachanam, Prathama Purusham Bahuvachanam, Uttama Purusha Ekavachanam, Uttama Purusha Bahuvachanam. We will not be doing Vivachanam, and we will not be doing Madhyama Purusha.
Shikharji, just for curiosity's sake, what does this Madhyam Purusham Purushaha mean? Is it like
Madhyam Purusha means like when I'm talking to you, right?
Okay, Purusha, so you is the second.
Yeah, more like a tum in Hindi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just trying to relate with English. You have first person, second, and third. So. Yeah. Okay.
So if I'm talking to you, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a female, I'll say Bhavati Pathati.
Pathati, right.
Bhavati Pathati is what I would say when I'm talking to you. When I'm talking to Ravi, for instance, Purushaha. So I'll say Bhavan Pathati.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay?
Yeah.
So Uttama Purusha, when I'm talking to myself, I'll say Aham Pathami. So it ends with T here, it ends with me here. And if you see, Pathati, but it is Pathami, there's a Dirgha here.
Hmm.
Pathami, Pathati. Okay, I'll say, Aham Pathami, Aham Gachami. Okay, Aham Likhami, Aham Pibami. So this is how I would encourage you to remember at least in the first level. Aham ends with M. Okay? So your Kriyapadam should also end with M, which is Pathami, so on and so forth. If you're talking about someone else, it ends with T.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Here.
I'm sorry, Shekhar, just one question on the previous slide. Uh-huh. The last column says Vayam, so...
We'll get there. That's Bahu.
Oh, we'll get there. Fine.
We'll,
okay.
We'll get there. Like, for example, if say Aham Pathami, mm-hmm. okay, when I say Vayam, it means more like, there can be more than one me, right? So it actually mm-hmm. means Vayam as in V.
Okay. Okay. So it's something V-V. Like... Something like the Memu of Telugu, right? Memu means including me, the group of people.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I am. Memu, yes. Hindi okay. would be something like...
Hum.
Hum. Hum. Hum. Hum. Clear? So far?
Okay.
Yo, that Ashokaji, that Madhyama Purusha, that last one, how do you read that?
Swam.
Bahuvachan.
U-Yam.
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 U-Yam means?
U-Yam means?
Telugu?
Telugu, there's no equivalent. The Nubu with Bahuvachanam. Nubu Mirandaru.
Okay.
Pratama Purusha and Madhyama Purusha Bahuvachanam mean one and the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got it.
Okay. Nubu Bahuvachanam is U-Yam.
Yeah, Memo. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no equivalent in Telugu, actually. Okay. So,
okay.
And now, I will say, see the sentences now. Let's start with Raviji. So, for example, see, this is how we should say, Ramaha Pathati. It doesn't have to be Ramaha, it could be anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Ramaha Pathati Aham Pathami.
Okay.
So on and so forth, yeah.
So first one, Likati, that, yeah, starting with Ramaha Likati.
Mm-hmm.
Aham Likhami.
Mm. Likhami, not me, Likhami.
Likhami.
Mm. Okay. Natarajan
Krishnasya Gacchati.
Oh, no. Hang on. We'll get there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Two words now, and we'll get there. Okay. Natarajanji?
Yeah. Anchaneha Parshyati Aham Parshyami.
Uttamam. Next. Ambaji?
Shyamaha hasati, aham hasami.
Come on. Natajani?
I just now said, but I can continue also. No problem.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Pita kelati, aham kelami.
Anjuji?
Ramaha tishthati, aham tishthami.
Shankarji?
Eshaha Upavishati Aham Upavishami.
You made my day, honestly. Very, very, very nice. Eshaha Upavishati. Wonderful. Kausalyaji?
Mahila Pashyati Aham Aham sorry. Mahila chal sorry purushah vahati aham vahami.
Vahami. So
what does vahati mean?
Yeah, I'm getting there. Vahati has two meanings, actually. One vahati would mean as in carrying something, like we saw nayati before there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So literally it means carrying something. Vahati would is like pravahaha, like it's say Ganga Vahati. Pravahati is the artha.
Flowing, you mean to say flowing?
Yes,
okay.
And again, Raviji, you can just start again. Gacchati.
Okay. Buddha Gacchati. I think we can say the same thing, right? Buddham Gacchami.
No.
We can say that. Okay. Aham Gacchami.
Buddha Gacchati. When you say Buddha Gacchati, Buddha mm-hmm. is going.
Yeah.
Okay. ओके अहं गच्छामि ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् इति अर्थः इफ् इस् ए बुद्धं गच्छामि इट् मीन्स् दट् यु आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु बुद्ध विल् गेट् टु आल् दट् लेटर्
ओह् ओके गॉट इट् नाउ ओके 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 सो ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् टु बिकम् ए बुद्ध ओके
सो यु आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु बुद्ध दट् मीन्स् यु आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु बिकम् बुद्ध
ओके
ओके इट् मीन्स् दट् यु नो जस्ट् यु आर् अप्रोचिङ्ग् हिम् इति अर्थः
ओके
सो यु आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु वर्क् हिम् इति अर्थः
ओके या दट् शुड ओके सो बुद्धं गच्छति अहं गच्छामि
बुद्धः गच्छति
बुद्धः
Shekharji, I think I've just understood the meaning of that. Buddham sharnam gacchami.
See, wonderful.
So, I just remembered of that when you were explaining about I'm going to Buddha. Yeah, it's making more sense now. Like, I now understand its meaning. I have never understood its meaning.
That is right. That is right. I thought like, you know, we are praying to Buddha. It's not like that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you'll understand a few more things. Don't worry. practice more. You will know soon. Don't worry. Agachati. Anju Sharmaji, go ahead.
Eshaha agachati. Aham agachami.
And who is this one? This with other Gmail ID? O A N J U O.
It's me. Okay. I don't know. I'm having some issues listening to audio through my laptop.
Okay.
I've connected both.
See, you're like God. You're everywhere now. Okay. Natarajan, you go ahead.
Okay. Sa chalati. Aham chalami.
Wonderful, wonderful. Shankarji.
एषः गावति
धा धा धा
गाव गावति
नाट् घा धा
धा एषः धावति अहं धावामि धावामि
अहं धावामि कौशल्यजि Kausalaji? Okay, Raviji, go ahead.
Gardabaha nayati aham nayami.
Now, okay. Gardabaha nayati aham nayami. Wonderful. Raviji?
Yeah. Eshaha pibati aham pibami.
Ammaji?
अञ्जु खादति अहं खादामि
नटराजन्जि
भवान् भवति अहं भवामि
ओके सो लास्ट् वर्ड् रैट् भव भवति भवति मीन्स् देर् भवान् भवति नाम यु आर् देर् इति अर्थः There as in you are existing iti artha, not there as in there, here, not in here and there. Bhavan bhavati nama, you are here, you are existing iti artha.
Okay.
Aham bhavami, I will be there iti artha. Or I am there, I exist iti artha.
So bhavati means we are here, right? That's what you are saying, I am here.
Here as in not here as in atra tatra here. Here as in I exist iti artha. I am here.
But just saying like Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi.
No, no. That is Bhavati.
Oh, okay. This is Bhavati.
This is Bhavati. Bhavati means this is a Kriyapadam there.
Okay.
Even
okay.
There it is, okay. Actually, even there it is Bhavati only. But then in Sambodhana you get Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi.
Mm-hmm.
Here Bhavati means it's a Kriyapad, it's a verb. Like that is why we call Shiva Bhavaha. Because he exists.
Yeah, okay.
So we can say... Surya Bhavati, to say that sun exists.
Surya Bhavati, yes.
Can you use it for objects also, like Lokayanam Gacchati?
Exactly, yeah. Lokayanam Gacchati, absolutely. Lokayanam Gacchati, yes. Yes, it is not just, anything that is doing the action, you can use this.
Okay.
It's not just for people, no.
Okay.
Shekharji, what is Dhavati?
Dhavati means to run.
Run. And whether tishtati and uttishtati are the same?
Tishtati usually means tishtati as in tishtati as in wait, be there, be patient.
Wait.
Okay, means tishtati as in wait usually. Oh. Tishtati nama, he is there, he is waiting.
Okay.
Then what is the two? Then what becomes uttishtati?
Tishtati can also mean, okay, getting up.
So the suprabhatam uttishtati.
Yeah, yeah, uttishtati. Uttishtati. Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay. Clear on all these verbs so far?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. Same thing here. We have patati, patami. Can someone quickly read all these words for me, please?
Likhati, likhami. Pashyati, pashyami. Hasati, hasami. Khelati, khelami. Kridati, kridami. Tishtati, tishtami. Vahati, vahami. Gacchati, gacchami. Agacchati, agacchami. Chalati, chalami. Dhavati, dhavami. Nayati, nayami. Phibati, phibami. Khadati, khadami. Bhavati, bhavami.
So
I don't know what is khadati, okay?
Khadati, khadati.
Khadati. Khadati. Eating, okay, okay, khaing, okay, khadati, okay.
Okay, so atra pashyatu, chalati, chalana chitram, because it moves, moving picture, chalana chitram.
Oh, okay.
Okay, chalati. Pibati. In Telugu there's a movie Sagara Sangamam, they say Pibare Rama Rasamiti.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Drink. Okay. Good so far?
Yeah. I'm sorry, just one more I need to revise that. Gavati means what? You just now said I
Dhavati means to run.
Pashyati.
Ashvaha Dhavati.
Okay.
And Kelati. Kelati and Kridati are the same?
Yes, Kelati and Kridati mean the same. Yes. So Pashyatatra. Purushaha Gachati. Mahila Likhati. Balika Pashyati. Some other lady. So Mahila Punaha. Mahila.
Hasati? No, not
Patati.
Patati.
Mahila Patati. Balika. Gacchati athava saha gacchati. So Bill Gates khadati. Bhavat Ravi kim karoti pibati.
That's India.
Someone doesn't matter. Someone agacchati. Okay. Nadi vahati. Pashyatu nadi vahati. Dhavati, balakaha, khadati, balika, dhavati, vahakaha, vahakaha, potar iti artha, vahakaha, vahati.
What is the last one you are saying?
Vahakaha. The one who carries is called vahakaha.
Mm-hmm. Vahakaha.
Mm. Like in railway stations, we have all these porters, right? Yeah, vahakaha.
And Shekharji, you said for nadi, is it chalati or that's also vahati?
Vahati, vahati.
Okay.
Yeah, you can say nadi chalati because it constantly moves, right? So, nadi vahati only.
Okay. And chalati also moves, right? It's going, right?
Chalati also means move, yes. Chalati also means move, yes.
Okay, but I can't say nadi chalati, is it? I have to say nadi vahati.
Nadi, nadi vahati pravahati, or yeah, we can't say chalati.
Okay, so what's the difference between the two then, vahati and chalati?
Chalati, okay, so chalati is something that actually moves. can you actually think of a state where a nadi wouldn't move?
Okay, yeah, it is always moving on the flow already.
So there's no point in saying nadi charati. I mean, you can, there's nothing wrong, but it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah, got it.
Understand.
Okay. Atra, Pashyant. So, can we make sentences now? Can anyone say any sentence?
A Mahila Dhavati.
Mahila Dhavati, okay. Okay, here. Mahila Dhavati Atra. Okay, and?
Purushaha
Dhavati.
Purushaha?
Arohati.
Uttamam. Purushaha Arohati. Atra. Purushaha Arohati.
Rakshakaha? What is he doing? He is eating, right? Rakshakaha?
Arakshakaha.
Arakshaka Khadati.
Khadati.
Guys, please, it is Kha, not Ka. Kha.
Kha. Khadati.
You'll be very surprised. Kha and Ka will make significant difference later.
Okay. Khadati. Khadati.
Mahila Pathate.
Pathati.
Pathati.
Mahila Pathati. And
Lokayanam Agachati.
Uttamam. Lokayanam Agachati.
Chalakaha Lokayanam. For driving.
Just only use two words for now. As in Chalakaha Chalayati.
Balakaha Vikshati.
Not Vikshati. You are very obsessed with that word, but no, not Vikshati.
Pashyati, right? Balakaha Pashyati.
Or Balakaha Kridati.
Balakaha Kridati. Great. Yeah. Okay.
Kukuraha Dhavati.
Uttamam. Kukuraha Dhavati.
Okay.
Atta Pashyantu Vyagraha. Kim Karoti Vyagraha. Oh no, not Vyagraha, sorry. Vidalaha. Cat.
Vidal.
Right?
Vidalaha. Agachati.
Agachati, but Avatarati, it's trying to get down something. Avatarati, Agachati. Okay. Atra Arohati, Eshaha Arohati.
Post, how to say, she's posting a letter. That's what.
No, we'll get all that later. We'll get simple sentences though. Okay.
How to say push? That lady is pushing the pram.
Nudati, nudati.
Huh? Pardon?
Nudati.
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 Mudati?
No, no.
Shishum nudati.
Okay. Nudati. Nudati. Okay. Pushing nudati. Okay.
What was it?
Balakaha kridati.
Balakaha kridati. Sure.
And what to say, placing, that policeman is placing his chalan on the car.
Wonderful. Arakshakaha Thapayati. Thapayati.
Say it again, repeat again, Shukaji. Arakshakaha
Thapayati. Thapayati.
Thapayati.
No. Thapayati.
Pakshihi Upavishtati.
Upavishati.
Upavishati, sir. Upavishati.
It's not Pakshihi, it is Pakshi.
Pakshi, okay. Pakshi Upavishati.
Pakshi Upavishati. And?
Vrikshaha Bhavati.
Where do you see Vrikshaha in this?
Vrikshaha. Trees are behind, right?
Obviously. Okay.
He's very
Vrikshaha Hastam Prasarayati.
Yeah, someone knows a lot more here. But please, only two words. Only two words for now, please.
Chalakaha Tishthati.
Chalakaha Tishthati. Okay, what did you want to say?
That bus, the driver is waiting.
Uttam. Chalakaha Tishthati. Or standing.
What is it for shouting?
it doesn't just mean waiting, it can also mean standing, okay? Tishthati.
Okay. What is it for shouting, Shekharji?
We'll get there later. Only two words for now. That's okay, so the reason, you know, why I say later is there are words, okay, that ends with T. Okay, there are words that end with T as well. That's right. We'll get to all those words later. For now, we'll focus on simple words.
Balika hasati.
Balika hasati. Okay.
Vidyut deepaha bhavati.
Vidyut deepaha bhavati. Athava
pujati.
No.
Sorry.
Deepaha jvalati.
Oh, jvalati.
Okay.
Balakaha likati. And he is texting.
Texting, okay.
Flying, what to say flying? How to say flying? Pakshi Uddayati.
No, that is Uddayati. That's a te word. We'll get that later.
That's too high for us, right?
There will be too many questions for that. Let's not get there. And can you say any other words?
Mahila kreenati.
What? Kreenati, right?
Kreenati.
Kreenati means to buy. Uttamam. Kreenati.
Marjarah. I don't know what to say for standing.
Uttishtati.
Uttishtati.
Uttishtati. Marjarah. Uttishtati.
Kukura chalati.
Davati. Kukura davati.
Kukura davati.
Dhavati.
Dhavati.
Dhavati. Dhavati.
And
Mahila Gayati. There is some lady, some
Mahila Gayati. Uttamam. Anything else?
Okay, how to express this? This person is fixing something in the antenna on the roof.
Oh. Purusha. Yeah.
That's too long to.
Yeah, you.
Out of syllabus.
I wouldn't say out of syllabus. You know, there. You have to use a Karoti word there. So we'll talk about all those words
outside
in the next class.
Outside of our boundary.
Yeah. We'll talk about all those words in the next
class. Yeah, she's asking all out of syllabus questions.
That's what it sounds like from now. Yeah. Okay. Is it clear from what we've done so far?
Ji.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. In here, let's actually take this one step ahead and we'll talk about some of the few other scenarios now. Okay? In all these words so far, all the sentences that we've done so far, we only had two words. Okay? One word is the kriyapadam. Okay? And the other word is the kartru. Kartru. Kartru means the person that is actually doing the action. Subject iti artha. Okay? Subject iti artha. We only have two words. Okay? Kriyapadam and the karta. Karta is the one that kartrupadam or karta. Is the one that's actually doing the action. We call this subject in English, right? So, saha gacchati, mahila pathati, balakaha kridati. You only have two words apart and now. Okay? Now, we have done shashti vibhakti before, right? We'll try to use shashti vibhakti as well and then say a sentence. Okay?
To give an example.
Like for example, Pashyantu. Ramasya putraha lavaha kridati.
Okay.
Okay. Ramasya putraha lavaha kridati.
Shekharji, is there no concept of like commas in Sanskrit? For example, if I have to translate the last sentence which you said, we will say Rama's son, and then we'll have a love in the comma, right? Mm-hmm. I'll say he's playing. Mm-hmm. But here, it's nothing like that. We have Ramasya putraha lavaha kridati. No comma, nothing in between, right?
I don't understand your concern or question.
Not concern. I just want to be clear. So there is.
No, there's nothing like that in Sanskrit. Lay it's a new concept that's adopted in all the books that you see, right? It's a new concept that we have adapted to. But yeah, traditionally there's nothing like that.
Okay.
I mean, we can go in any way, right? Kridati Ramasya putra lavaha.
Raviji pointed out order of the verse doesn't matter.
Okay.
Order doesn't matter here. Any other questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Like Ramasya putraha lavaha kridati. Okay. Ramasya bhaktah anjaneyah gachati. Ramasya bhaktah anjaneyah gachati. Okay. Ganga prabhati. Prabhati. Ganga
vadati.
Prabhati. Naradaha vadati.
Okay.
Naradaha vadati. Okay. Shivasya patni Parvati agachati. Shivasya patni Parvati agachati.
She's coming back, right? Parvati is coming back.
Yeah, she's coming back.
Okay.
She's coming
from back. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Parvati agachati. Clear?
Yeah.
Deshasya nayakah. Bharata deshasya nayakah nayati.
Nayati means you said leading, right?
Nayati. Clear?
Yeah.
I need to understand because if you don't say anything, I wouldn't understand anything. So
yeah.
I'm clear.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, clear, right?
Getting there, yep.
Okay, so the concept here is now I want you to actually say sentences using these relations. Okay? Don't tell me what they are doing. And just tell me what they are doing actually. Like for example, if I say Shivasya putraha Ganesha pashyati. Okay? In that sentence, all I'm saying is Ganesha is seeing. Who is Ganesha? Shiva, son. That's all I'm saying. What is he seeing? That's out of syllabus for now. For today at least. Okay? I just want to see three words. The one that's actually doing the action. What is he doing? And how is it related to someone else?
Okay.
Okay.
Can we start? Yeah. Who wants to start?
I can start, Natarajan.
Yeah.
Etasya bhagini khelati.
What did you want to say there? Just so that I know your sentence is correct, but I want to make sure that you understood what you said.
Okay. his sister is playing.
Oh, uttamam. Etasya bhagini khelati. Uttamam. Wonderful.
Can I go?
Go, please. Please. Okay.
रवस्य एतस्य पुत्रः हसति
एतस्य पुत्रः हसति
या आ एतस्य पुत्रः कपीशः हसति
वंडरफुल
ओके कैन आई गो नेक्स्ट कृष्णस्य भगिनी सुभद्रा आगच्छति
वंडरफुल कृष्णस्य भगिनी सुभद्रा आगच्छति Go ahead. This should be.
Oh, okay. Just keep saying. Shivasya putra Ganeshaha hasate.
Hasati.
Ramasya patani Sita gachati.
Gachati. You are quiet.
No, I'm listening.
Go ahead.
I'll come back again.
Okay, Natarajan, go ahead.
Ramasya puraha chalati.
Ramasya what?
रामस्य कुक्कुरः
कुक्कुरः चलति ओके ओके एंड
मम प्रथमस्य पुत्रः पिबति
ओके देयर समथिंग रॉन्ग इन दिस सेंटेंस ओके ओके
सो
एतस्य राइट या एतस्य नॉट डजंट मैटर देयर
Oh, okay.
So everyone, please understand. Can you say your sentence one more time? Like your last sentence.
Okay. Mama Pratamasya Putraha Pibati.
What did you want to say?
My first son is drinking.
Uttama.
Aham.
No.
No?
No, no aham okay. is me, right? I am drinking.
Me. Okay.
Okay. So everyone, please focus. So the sentence there is Mama Pratamasya Putraha Pibati. Okay, first of all, that's incorrect. Okay, why?
So, can we say Pradamaha? Padamaputra or Padamasya only?
No, it should be Pradamaha. Why? Okay, understand this. Okay. If I say, Eshaha Ramaha Gachati. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even before that, let's say, Eshaha Ramaha Asti. Let's say the first one. Eshaha Ramaha Asti. When I say, Eshaha Ramaha Asti, the word Ramaha, the word Eshaha is referring to whom?
Rama.
And Rama is referring to Eshaha.
They
say Eshaha Asti, Eshaha Ramaha Asti, Eshaha and Ramaha, they both complement each other, right?
Like it's redundant, basically.
Is that fair so far? Understood?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Eshaha and Ramaha, they both complement each other. Okay? If I say, Uttamaha Balakaha Asti, for example. Uttamaha Balakaha Asti. Uttamaha is Balakaha, and Balakaha is Uttamaha. They both complement each other. Okay? So, So, if I change the Vibhakti of Balakaha, I should change the vibhakti of Uttamaha as well. Because Uttama and Balaka, they are no different. They both complement each other. If I change the vibhakti of Balakaha, I should also change the vibhakti of the word Uttama as well.
Okay, got it. Okay.
If I say Eshaha Ramaha Asti. Okay. If I change the vibhakti of Rama, I should also change the vibhakti of Eshaha. Like Mama Prathamaha Putraha Asti. Okay? If I change the vibhakti of prathamah, I should change the vibhakti of putra as well, because prathama and putra both are referring to the same person.
Okay, then it becomes like prathamasya putrasya.
So if you say prathamasya putrasya, what? So you are taking, you are talking about a relation now. What is that? So there's no, I mean, if you have an answer, go for it. But in this sentence, there's
okay. Okay, so I should say mama prathamah putrah pibati. That's it, right?
Mama prathamah putrah pibati. That's it.
We can say the name also after putraha.
You can, because prathama putra, if you say Suresh for example, mama prathamah putrah Suresha pibati. Okay, for example, Shivasya patni Parvati asti. Please understand this. Shivasya patni Parvati asti. Okay. Shivasya patni Parvati gachati. So far clear, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I will say Krishnasya bhagini Subhadra asti. Understand this? Krishnasya bhagini Subhadra asti. Krishnasya bhaginyaha Subhadrayaha putraha. Who is it?
Subhadra's
putra.
Abhimanyu. So, if I say Krishnasya bhagini Subhadra asti. So, Krishnasya bhagini, that entire thing, bhagini, is Subhadra. If I say Abhimanyu Subhadra's son, when I'm changing the vibhakti of Subhadra, I should also change the vibhakti of the word bhagini, because Subhadra and bhagini both refer to the same person.
Same person.
Yes, yes.
That is why I'm saying Krishnasya bhaginyaha Subhadrayaha Uttraha Abhimanyu asti. Now I will say Krishnasya bhaginyaha Subhadrayaha Putrah Abhimanyu Gacchati. Okay?
Yeah.
So when you see the sentence here, see how the words are actually related. Okay? They say Mama Putrah Akhilaha Asti. Mama Putrah Akhilaha Asti. Mama putrah akhilah pibati. Mama prathamah putrah akhilah asti. Okay, I'll make this, I'll extend this a little more. Here, listen. Mama prathamasya putrasya akhilasya syutah asti.
Okay. What did he say in the end? Last, I think, Akhilaha?
Syutaha. Syutaha.
Means?
Syutaha means a bag.
Ah.
That's why Yanam. Yanam means a vehicle. Okay?
Okay.
Mama Prathamasya Putrasya Akhilasya Yanam Gacchati.
Okay.
Am I confusing you or is it clear?
We are getting there.
So Prathamaha, Putraha, Akhilaha, all these three words refer to the same person.
Yes, that's right.
So he's Akhilaha is my son, so I say Mama Putraha. He's the first son, that's why I say Prathamaha. His name is Akhilaha. So Mama Prathamaha Putraha Akhilaha Asti. So if I want to say something belongs to Akhil, I say Akhilasya. Because I change the vibhakti of Akhilasya, now I'm changing the vibhakti of a Putrasya Prathama as well. Mama Prathamasya Putrasya Akhilasya Yanam Gacchati.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yes.
Okay. this will be more clear, you know, as we practice more. But since, you know, was it Natarajan ji who said Mama Pratama
Putra?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying all this. Okay? This will be more evident as we practice. Don't worry.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Okay. Now, can someone say about Dhavati?
मम प्रथमपुत्री धावति
उत्तमं मम प्रथम प्रथमा यु सेड् पुत्री राइट सो इट शुड बी
प्रथमा
प्रथमा पुत्री धावति
उत्तमं ओके एंड अश्वः पश्यतु अश्वः धावति
अश्वस्य अश्वतः धावति सॉरी
ओके इन्द्रस्य अश्वः धावति ओके
ओके
इज दिस क्लियर
या
धावति इज रनिंग राइट
या धावति इज रनिंग यस ओके सो लॉन्ग पॉज इज मींस अंडरस्टूड एंड आई विल पुट इट
द अदर वेरिएशन इज मम प्रथमस्य पुत्रस्य कुक्रा धावति
पुत्री राइट व्हाट इज द षष्ठी विभक्ति फॉर पुत्री या से द कंप्लीट सेंटेंस नो
मम प्रथमस्य
नो प्रथमा ओके लेट्स टेक वन वर्ड एट अ टाइम ओके That is why you need to, if you know one word, it will be very, very easy, okay? Sita. What is the Shashti Vibhakti for Sita?
Sita Yaha.
Sita Yaha. Okay. Prathama will become?
Prathama Yaha.
Prathama Yaha. Uttamam. So?
Mama Prathama Yaha.
Pause. Hang on. Now, what is the Shashti Vibhakti for the word Nadi or Parvati?
Nadya.
Nadyaha.
Nadyaha.
Nadyaha. So for putri it becomes?
Putriyaha. Putriyaha.
Putriyaha.
Putriyaha. Putriyaha.
Mama Prathamayaha Putriyaha. Now say your sentence.
Kurkura Davati.
Uttama. Mama Prathamayaha Putriyaha Kurkura Davati.
Kurkura Davati.
Clear?
Yep.
Any questions?
No, Shekharji.
Okay. So, in here, we'll just, you're good to know, but you don't have to remember this now. If you remember, great. Okay. Since you have Ravi in the class, you see, Ramaha, we said Ramasya for Shashti Vibhakti. Ramaha, we said Ramasya. Okay. Ramaha ends with Aha. Ramasya. Rama, like Sita, ends with A. So, Ramaya, Sita, Yaha. So, also, Nadi, Parvati. So, Dirgha Ikaraha here. Nadyaha, Parvatyaha. Okay? So, the first Ramaha is Akaranta Pumlinga Padam. So, everyone please note this down if you can. They say, what is the pratipadikam? Or if I say, what is the moolapadam? Moolapadam or pratipadikam? Root word is artha. When I ask that, if I say, what is the pratipadikam for Rama? Rama. What is the moolapadam? You say, akaranta pumlinga padam. Ramaha. Akaranta pumlinga padam. So, Rama. Akaranta strilinga padam. Nadi. ఈకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ పదం ఫలం అకారాంత నపుంసకలింగ పదం ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఎన్స్ విత్ మ హియర్ ఇట్ డజన్ మీన్ ఇట్స్ మకారాంత ఇట్ ఇస్ స్టిల్ అకారాంత ఓన్లీ అకారాంత నపుంసకలింగ పదం సో రామ యూసే రామస్య గణేశ గణేశస్య ఆల్ దోస్ వర్డ్స్ ఎండ్ విత్ అహ సో ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హరి రవి what is the shakti vibhakti for that? You can't say ravyasya or haryasya. It is harehe. Okay? Shakti vibhakti of the word harihi, if it ends with e, ihi, okay? Ikaranta pumlinga padam. It becomes harehe. Guruhu. Ukaranta pumlinga padam. It becomes guruho.
Okay. Is that the same for Hare Rama, Harehe, or no? That's different.
No, that is different. Rama Rama Hare Hare, that is different.
Okay, so the Harihi becomes Hare Harehe, is it? Or Hare Hare?
Harehe. Harehe.
Hare Harehe. Guru.
Guru.
Guru. Guru. Guru.
Guru.
Guru.
Guru.
So Ravi would be Ravehe or?
Yes.
No, that's yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ravehe.
Why the question suddenly?
No, maybe I missed it when you said. But.
Okay. So now. Now.
Sorry, Shikhar, just one more question. So will Devihi will become Devehe? Or okay, that is
where did you see the word Devi, Devihi?
Yeah, Devihi.
So what do you have a name, Devihi?
Yeah, Devihi means it's basically a strilinga word.
No, how? Okay, Devihi, really? What does that mean?
Devihi means goddess.
No, that is Devi.
Devi.
Oh, Devihi. Okay, fine.
No,
okay,
not Ihi. Like Nadi, Devi, that's it.
Oh, okay. Nadi.
That means that thing is coming on the other side, right side, right? That word.
Yeah, it's a long
word. Yeah, long word. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Now, see, Harihi becomes Harehe, right? So I'll say Harehe Putra. चतुर्मुखः ब्रह्मा हरेः पुत्रः मन्मथः पुराणं वैस् डोण्ट् गेट् टु लाजिक् ओके इन् वन् आफ़् द पुराण स्टोरी मन्मथ इस् विष्णु सन् अकार्डिङ्ग् टु दट् विष्णोः पत्नी लक्ष्मी हरेः पत्नी लक्ष्मी गुरोः शिष्यः गुरोः शिष्यः सो हरिः सो दिस् इस् अ वेरि कामन् थिङ्ग् इन् सान्स्क्रिट् इफ् यु सी इकारः हियर् इट् ऐ वुड् से कामन् अट्लीस्ट् फर् द मोस्ट् पार्ट् ओके इट् बिकम्स् एकारः इन् अ फ्यू सिनारियोस् उ एण्ड् ओ दे हेव् अ वेरि स्ट्राङ्ग् बाण्ड् आक्चुलि E and A, U and O. Okay? Harihi, Harehe. Guruhu, Guroho. Okay? Now, if I say Mumukshuhu, what will the festival be there?
Mumukshuhu.
Mumukshuhu. Mumukshuhu Ichha. Ichha nama is whatever he likes. Mumukshoho ichha moksha. Mumukshoho ichha moksham. Harihi. Okay. Panduhu. Pandoho putraha pandavaha. Pandoho putraha pandavaha. Clear?
Okay.
I presume you understood.
Yeah. Just one question on that last Shikhaji. Pandavaha, it will become Pandavasya or Pandavasya? If you say Pandavasya.
that is bahuvachan there. But okay. I gain confidence that you understood everything in singular, we'll get to plural.
Okay, fine. Okay, okay. Thank you.
Out of syllabus again.
Okay. Okay.
Probably in the next month or so, we'll get there.
Sure. Okay, fine. Yeah.
So see here, Harihi is a ikaranta pumlinga word. Guruhu ukaranta pumlinga word. So, everyone, please. As we progress, right, the classes will be purely in Sanskritam. If this was like a face-to-face class, like Abhimukham class, this would all be only in Sanskritam. Because we are doing this remote, there's a lot of English. Usually, no, we don't use English at all.
Okay.
Now, if I say something, there's a lot of action involved. Okay. I'll be giving like an Oscar-winning performance. Because it's remote, I'm using a lot of English, but usually no. Okay? You don't know the Kriyapadas as well. It's going to be very, very difficult to explain all this. But you'll get there. Okay. Matihi. This is Ikaranta Srilinga Padam. Okay. How do you know which Padam is Ikaranta Srilinga or which Padam is Ikaranta Pumlinga? Only by practice. There is no other way.
Only by practice.
Only by practice.
Okay.
You will know over a period of time. Okay. So Ikaranta Srilinga, there's a bonus. Okay. It has two forms in Shashti. You can say Matehe, just like Ikaranta Pumlinga, Harihi, Harehe, Matihi, Matehe, or it can also take Ikaranta Srilinga word. Matiyaha, Nadhyaha. So Mati, so if you know Pumlinga words, really, Srilinga words should be easy because Srilinga can take the same form as Pumlinga, or you can use this Dirgha Ikaranta Padam, like Nadhyaha, you can say Nadhyaha as well. There's no harm.
So Srimati, Srimati, Srimatehe.
Srimatyaha.
Srimatyaha, that's fine. Okay. There shouldn't be any question here. So for the most part, like majority of the words, except for very obvious words like Patihi, okay, with a Pumlinga word. Okay. For the most part, all the padas that end with Tihi are Strilinga words. For the most part. Like Bhaktihi, Shaktihi, Raktihi, Neetihi, all Strilinga words.
Our Patni, Patnihi.
Hey, Patni.
That is Patni.
E, okay. Okay.
Okay.
And how about Patihi? I'm sorry, how about Patihi? Is it Pati or Patihi?
Patihi. Patihi.
Okay, so that will become Patiyaha, is it?
No, Patihi. Patihi.
Patihi.
No.
Patihi is a very, very special word because there's a lot of burden on him, right? So, the rupas are different for that word.
Okay.
Okay. Patihi is not Patihi. No close to Patihi. Okay, the word Patihi, Shashti Vibhakti is Patyuhu.
Oh, okay.
Patihi is different. No, there are a lot of words, with these exceptions. Okay, Patihi is one amongst them.
So, reservation.
Yeah, Patyuhu is the Shashti Vibhakti for that. Go ahead. So someone said they had a question, sorry. No, okay. The Shashti Vibhakti for the word Patihi is Patyuhu. Okay? Patyuhu. In here. Natarajanji, can you read this?
Yeah. Ram, Ramastya. Do you need to do something with the Jalam Shishtiya and all that?
Just do all this. Just read all this. The
okay. First Rama Ramah Ramasya Phalam Ramasya
Phalasya
Rama Rama Ramaya नदी नद्याः हरिः हरेः गुरुः गुरोः भक्तिः भक्ते भक्तेः भक्त्याः
उत्तमम् उत्तमं सो वन् थिङ्ग् इन् संस्कृतं दिस् इस् नाट् फलं दिस् इस् नाट् फलम् ऐदर् दट् हेस् फलम् ओके वाट् हेपन्स् वेन् यु से फलम् इन्स्ट् आफ् फलम् इफ् यु से फलं फलं मीन्स् फ्रूट् फलं मीन्स् मीट्
ओके
ओके सो या एण्ड् दि या देर् लैक् फार् इन्स्टेन्स् सकलं सकलं मीन्स्
एव्रिथिङ्ग् रैट्
एव्रिथिङ्ग् ओके सकलं लैक् शिवा शेष इफ् यु से सकलं इट् मीन्स् पीसस् इफ् यु से सकलम् इच्छामि मीन्स् यु वाण्ट् एव्रिथिङ्ग् सकलम् इच्छामि यु ओन्लि वाण्ट् पीसस् ओन्लि पार्ट् आफ़् इट्
ओके ओके ओके
ओके सो प्लीस् बि वेरि वेरि केर्फुल् ओके नौ फार् जलं वाट् इस् द षष्ठी व्यक्ति फार् द वर्ड् जलम् अञ्जुजि
जलस्य
ओके ओके
अञ्जुजि
फर् नौ ओके जलस्य ओके
जलस्य
कौशल्याजि कौशल्याजि
हलो
फर् फलं वाट् इस् इट् फर् फलं
फलस्य
फलस्य फर् रुचिः
रुच्याः Is it a stealing a word?
Ruchi.
So,
Ruchi.
Wonderful question. So, is it a stealing a word or a pumling a word? So, this, that is why, that is exactly why I asked this. Okay, you don't know if it's a stealing a word or a pumling a word, right? But you know, for stealing a and pumling a, there is one rupam common.
Yeah.
Okay? Which is the ehe form here. Doesn't matter. Harehe, matehe. So, you can be diplomatic and say ruchehe. Okay, because Srilinga word
correct.
Two forms. Okay. If it is Srilinga word, you will say Ruchehe or Ruchyaha. And you don't know if it is Srilinga or Pumlinga. But you know that for Srilinga and Pumlinga, there is one rupa. Okay. So you can simply say Ruchehe.
So by default, it is Ruchehe. I mean, by default, it is Ruchehe.
Yeah, by default, you can say Ruchehe to be safe. Yeah.
Okay.
And not by default, it's basically... If you want to be safe.
Yes, yes, not by
default. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Okay. But if you know it is a Srilinga, then we can change it to Tyaha. Tyaha. Yeah.
Ruchi.
And this is a Srilinga word, Ruchi.
Yeah.
So Ruchi is a Srilinga word or a Pullinga word, sir?
Srilinga word, Srilinga word. Yeah, Ruchi is a Srilinga word. So, Ruchyaha or Ruchehe. Okay? Balaha. Shankarji?
Balakasya.
No, I know that you like Balaka, but I say Banaha.
So, Banakaha.
No, Bana, Banaha, Banaha.
Oh, Banaha, sorry. Banaha.
What does that become? Shashti Vibhakti of Banaha.
I'm not sure.
Banasya.
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 Banasya, okay.
Banasya. Okay, Ambaji? Putri.
Putriyaha.
Wonderful, Putriyaha. And Chakram? Raviji?
Chakrasya.
Chakrasya. Wonderful. Is this clear so far?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So... Today we have done a lot of Kriya Pada, okay? I will upload the sheet, okay? In here as well, even in this slide, we have started from really here, 185, slide 185, okay? And we went all the way until slide 192, okay? Practice these ones and I'll quickly, you know, just introduce what these are. Okay. Don't worry about all this, we'll do this all over again. I'm just introducing this to you, that's it. Okay. Kriyapadas, okay, can be of two types. Okay. the one that actually gets an object and the one without object. So like just like the way for Ramaha, there's a root word, we say Pratipadikam. For Kriyapadam, the root word is called Dhatuhu. Dhatuhu. Okay? For example, the word Gachati, Gam, is the Dhatu. For the word Dhavati, Dhav, is the Dhatu. Okay? So on and so forth. For like Chalati, Chal, is the Dhatu. Vahati, Vah, is the Dhatu. Okay? There are all these Dhatus. Dhatus are of two kinds. Sakarmaka and Akarmaka. Okay? Sakarmaka, Sakarmaka, Sakarma, Akarma. It says Sakarma, it means with karma. Akarma, without karma. Okay? When it says Sakarmaka, with karma, there can be an object. There can be a karma padam is what we call. Okay? For example, if I say Balakaha Pashyati. Okay? If I say Balakaha Pashyati. And as the question, Balakaha Kim Pashyati? Okay? You have an answer. You'll say a tree, a book, a TV, or something. You have an answer. Okay? Which means it is sakarmaka, which is sa with karma. Okay? Same thing. On the other hand, if I say Balakaha Hasati. Hasati means?
Laughing. Smiling.
Smiling, laughing.
Okay. If I say Balakaha Kim Hasati, do you have an answer there?
No.
No. He's crazy. Yeah.
Sure, that is different. That is Kimartha, that is why. That is different. What is Balakaha Kim Hasati? You don't have an answer there. Okay?
Yeah.
So those are Akarmaka. Akarmaka. So, to actually say that if you are reading or playing or something, right, you need to know if the dhatu can actually have a karma or not. That is why I was only emphasizing on having only two words in the sentence. Palakaha Pashyati. What is he looking at out of syllabus for now? That is why I keep saying that. Okay. Balakaha Gachati. Where is he going? You can say, what is he going? You say, where is he going? So the question is a little different there. Okay. Balakaha Vahati. So Vaha in sense of what? If you mean in the sense of carrying, yes, you have an answer. If you mean in the sense of flowing, there is no answer. Balaka is not flowing. There is no answer. If Balaka is flowing, there is no answer there. Balaka Kimvahati, you don't have an answer there. Okay. So we need to discuss about all that. We'll get to that in the next 3 weeks or so. But until then, we'll just stick with these ones. Balakaha Gachati, Balakaha Pathati, so on and so forth. Is this clear?
Okay.
Yes.
Don't worry about the Sakarmaka and Akarmaka yet. We will discuss about that at length at a later point. Okay? But now, until next week, your focus is only from slide 185 to 192.
Okay?
I will upload, of course, you know you already have this there. I will upload the other PDF as well. Please do practice.
So will there be homework this week?
Well, there's technically homework every week.
I went through your email. It was, the homework was same. I would request that if you give me the homework, like the real homework which you used to send us in the first few weeks.
That one,
did
yes. From now on, last week, only all over again. So I didn't really send it. But from now on, definitely.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Send us.
Because practice, like I'll speak my behalf.
Okay.
I practice, but I it makes sense if I'm able to upload something. So it's
absolutely.
So it's like proving to myself.
By default, okay, all these Kriyapadams here, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have how many, like 10 or 15 in here, and I'll send you the sheet as well. This call will have like 20-25 total.
Okay.
Please share the sentences and upload your recording. So you don't have to write it. Just say sentences. Like, for example, Aham Pashyami, Aham Likhami, Aham Pashyami, doesn't matter.
Two words only? Oh, it's up to us.
Sky is the limit.
Sky is the limit.
Sky is the limit, okay.
But please don't upload all your recordings on Friday night. Hey, there is no way for me to upload all your recordings. Okay? Make sure you know you upload something like Thursday or something.
Deadline is Thursday midnight.
Yeah, Thursday midnight. Have some time to actually review what you're doing. Okay, give at least 10 or 15 seconds. Just seeing the sentences, right? You can upload recording every day. That's fine. I will correct them.
Ji.
Okay. Just see sentences. To say 10 or 15 sentences, it should take you more than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Upload one recording every day. That's fine. No problem.
Okay, you want us to record or you want us to write it and then upload?
Don't write, just say sentences. Upload a
recording. Okay.
You don't have to write anything. Just say a few sentences and upload that more than enough.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so something like like I said, you know, Raveh putraha gachati, Raveh astraha dhavati, Raveh yanam chalati, something.
Okay.
Just don't. If you say Pashyati, you don't have to say what he's looking at. We'll get to all that later. But when I say I want the karta, who is doing the action and what is he doing? Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. So I'll come to the class today. Hang on one minute.